Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Oh, hello and welcome. I am so excited today. We have a man in the house at Hot Pink University, and that is super exciting to me. I am welcoming you to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Life class. I'm Christy Bemis, your host and author of Ignite Your Life. It's a book about living your passion and your purpose, and I encourage you to find it on my website at www.hotpinkyou.com. I'm also a speaker, psychotherapist, sex educator, and relationship coach. And this is your Ignite Your Life podcast. This is for you. It's a show to support you and your partner to live a very ignited life. I also want to invite you to check out my new YouTube channel and show, Authentic AF, which highlights guests talking about authenticity and overcoming their obstacles in life to achieve just that, authenticity. And you just search Hot Pink University on YouTube. You can find me also on Facebook at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis, where you'll always find ways to be inspired, to reignite your life with passion, with purpose, and with play. And like I said, at the top of our time together, there's a man in the house, and I'm super excited about that. We're going to be talking about all things. I met Kevin Hawkins in our Somatica Institute studying out there in California, and we just finished our training with that. So we're going to be talking all things Somatica. Some of you might be wondering, what is Somatica and how does it relate to sex education and relationships? So we're going to be talking all about that. We might dive a little bit into our, personal stories around dating and the dance between men and women. That sounds super exciting to me. And just dive into a lot of things about tools around sex, around relationship, around intimacy, building intimacy in our partnerships and connections. I want you to think about Hot Pink University Life class as things you wish somebody had told you or taught you somewhere along the way, and now is your time. So get a journal and get a pen. We're going to dive in deep, and I want to welcome Kevin Hawkins, intimacy coach. Welcome.
Thank you, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you today. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I live out in California where my practice is based. I met Christy through the Somatica program. Studying. We had wonderful moments together there in the class, learning and crying and laughing, a lot of laughing. I grew up in California and was actually in a completely different field. I was in construction for the longest time. I made the shift to coaching and really, really loved it, especially over construction. I was married for 18 years, two wonderful kids, I have since been divorced, uncoupled is maybe a better term for us, because friends. We're still really good friends, and we were able to navigate that really well. And now I'm an intimacy coach out here in California.
That is such a huge switch from going in a very masculine oriented area of construction this orientation of relationship, intimacy, connection. So I'm super curious, as we move forward, what parts of that you want to share with us. But thanks so much for coming and for being brave as the man on the show today. So
hey, you know what?
I'm excited.
I spent most of my life working with men. And now my practice actually focuses on working with women, primarily women who have been sexually traumatized or have had other sexual misconduct with them and stuff. So I have made a gigantic shift from from this very masculine world to a very feminine world. And I got to tell you, I like it a lot better.
That's wonderful. And yeah, I do want to reference, like, we have been following, for whatever reason, this connection through Somatica. We were in our first group, the beginner training and then the advanced training. They paired us in these groups, and you and I have kind of followed the whole year arc of, and I've seen so many. I know there's been shifts in myself, like super shifts in myself,
for sure.
Like around
de-armoring
myself and connecting more and deepening my connections. I still have work to go, like a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
But I see so many shifts in you, and I hope you'll share some of those today. I know my own story, like what brought me into Somatica and wanting to study more connection and intimacy, because like you, I was leaving, you know, I think similar 16, 17-year marriage, but like a 20-year very committed, like, you know, partnership and raising three stepchildren, having a child together, having one of my own. And I really knew, like, moving forward in life, if I was going to create more intimacy and connection and really get over the pain and loss of that, that I needed to do some work on myself. So that started me on the Somatica journey. And also I wanted to help the people that I coach, you know.
Right.
But what really brought you to explore this really unique, what I think is a super unique modality? I didn't think there was anything new to learn as a psychotherapist. And it blew me away, honestly.
Yeah.
So what brought you to that?
So obviously I've done a lot of therapy over the years. Going through the divorce, we each had our own therapist. We had couples therapy. And just talking a lot and doing the talk therapy a lot, pretty heavy, obviously, as we're navigating and trying to figure things out. And it was at that time that I started to like think that like I need a like dating coach. I need to figure out, because I'm only 40 years old. So when we got married, I was only 19 years old. I had dated my ex-wife since I was in seventh grade. Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. We were junior high sweethearts. So here I am at age 40, never really have dated any other woman, been, you know, out of the market for so long. And this all kind of comes crashing down on my shoulders going, you know, if I'm going to want a relationship, I'm going to have to like figure this whole new world out with these online dating apps and all this kind of stuff. And I was really feeling the pressure. And so I was talking to my therapist, and he was kind of at a loss. He was kind of, you know, it was out of his league, really. And so he really didn't have a lot for me, you know, just there wasn't a lot of content there. So I started looking around for even just a dating coach and, you know, doing a little bit of self-research and stuff. And actually I discovered my personal coach, who's a Somatica coach, in that process. And, you know, we had a quick chat, beforehand. And then I scheduled my first, session with her, and first session, blown away, absolutely blown away. And the reason, you know, now that I've had time and education to add to all of this, was the fact that when I walked into her office, it was different than a regular therapist. The approach was different, the attitude was different, and the tools were totally different as well. From one where I like knew nothing about my therapist, you know, I was the one talking constantly and he was listening or they were listening. And it was, I was kind of under the microscope in a sense, right? Trying to be studied, trying to be figured out. So I could be fixed or I could be, you know, helped along in my brokenness and things like that. But as soon as I walked into my coach's office, it was completely different, because fundamentally, she didn't look at me like I was broken or I needed any fixing. And that, just that foundation was so stark from all of the other work that I have had been doing up to that time. And so it just started with this approach. Yeah, we need to improve some of the stuff that we have in our lives, but fundamentally, I'm not broken. I'm not bad. And that really just came across in her body language, in her smile, in the conversation. It took us in a whole different direction than a typical therapy session. And really, that was really kind of the light bulb moment. After like three or four sessions with her, I was hooked. I was absolutely sold on this new way of thinking. And I remember sitting there at the end of one of our sessions, and I said, how come more people aren't doing this work, right? Where has this been my whole life? And and I just remember thinking, like, more people need to know about this. More people have got to know about this method and this transformational way of approaching, you know, relationships, intimacy, all sorts of stuff. So intimacy being one of the, like, the hot topics, like, people don't go there, right? We don't have good conversations with our parents about that. We don't have good examples in Hollywood about that, right? And so here's this person who comes crashing into my life who is completely open, authentic, and loving and caring, and knows how to manage herself and boundaries, knows how to, you know, just enjoy life in a way that was just revolutionary to me. So, and then she said, well, you could always, you know, take some training. And I, you know, at that point I was looking for something new to do in my life as well. And a little bit of research and I was there. I was done because she was so different. So different. Yeah.
Yeah. And as a talk therapist, you know, I can totally relate in that I can work with a client, you know, 3 years on the same issue. But when we look at the somatics and we look at anything that's like the more of the body-based, like sexological body work, to the somatica, you know, tools, the work goes so much faster. Because I think, like for me as a psychotherapist, with my clients, I'm so from the neck up, and we're so like regimented in like what we can do. You know, within terms of like rules and regulations and all this stuff. And I love that work, and I'll follow that work, and I'll continue that work. Mm-hmm. But the power of the somatics has been mind-blowing to me as I've been on my own journey the last 5 years in various fields around the somatics and now into the somatica coaching and using the tools. So I can really relate to that story that it's just when you can slow down, get into your body, and learn these de-shamifying ways of like being instead of the pathologizing that occurs in like most offices we walk into to get help. Like, what's wrong with you? Here's the problem. Here's the solution.
Right.
Where it's this unconditional positive regard and, you know, relationship connection building. I think it's really powerful. And I know the work that I'm doing with my clients has been just super powerful and super rewarding. It's like been this amazing journey myself. So what are some of the more like standout moments that you have used these tools to increase intimacy and connections, either with yourself or in connection with your therapist? Because I don't think people talk about their therapy or their self-help stuff enough. And so I'm thank you for coming on. And as a man, even saying, I went to therapy and I went to the somatica coach and I needed help, you know, I don't think we do that enough. And so what are some of the more standout moments that you have to increase your own intimacy and connection?
Yeah. Oh man. So many. I think the big one that's really in front of me right now is the ability and the desire to have a repair conversation has been huge for me. So, you know, intimacy is really easy when you're still in the honeymoon phase, right? When you're still kind of like exploring each other and learning about each other. And that's really easy to be intimate and excited and young and stuff like that. But, you know, you fast forward 3 or 4 years into a relationship and you start to get, you know, just life starts to take over. And so I think a repair conversation has for me recently really been the tool I've been using a lot in my own intimacy relationships. And a repair conversation in the Somatica mindset is just simply a kind of a structured way of approaching a difficult topic, generally one that's already been had and didn't happen well. So, you know, we just had a fight, right? And and everyone's brooding and stuff like that, right? And that's the time for a repair conversation. And when done correctly, a repair conversation actually builds intimacy because it brings your vulnerability out and says, look, this is who I am. This is why I'm acting the way I am, and allows the other person to see into your heart. And as most partners, right, we do care about our partner and we do want the best for them and stuff. So when someone opens up their heart and says, look, this is who I am, you know, this is how I've been wired. This is how I work. Right. I don't know very many partners that would reject that. Right. Because we do want to see the inner sides. Right. And I always say vulnerability leads to more vulnerability. So in a repair conversation, you start opening up, then they start accepting. Then they open up, and then you start accepting, right? And it slowly starts building through these a couple steps until in the end, you've actually drawn closer to the person. You know them so much better, and you actually are able to use what we might say is a negative conflict to actually deepen and strengthen your relationship. And when you walk away, you feel closer to your partner, you feel more connected, and the chance of that argument happening again is significantly decreased because now you know each other so much more, and it's a really amazing tool, and I've been using it quite a lot in my life, and I'm doing repair conversations with people, you know, 10 years after the conversation, right? That's how deep some of these difficult conversations and arguments have been in my own life. And so I just have been applying that tool, and it's been unreal, the connection I'm building with people that, you know, are very estranged from me. So.
Yeah, and I've always said conflict in any relationship that's worth having is inevitable. Like, there's you're going to get conflict, you're going to get triggers, you're going to get, you know, your feelings hurt. And it's not whether we're having conflict or not. It's like, how are we going to do the conflict, or how are we going to debrief after the conflict and learn, deepen our intimacy and know one another in a new and more vulnerable way. And so, it's a great tool. And I think the key for me is that in teaching couples this tool has been slowing things down and just really taking your time to unpack it. Because if you don't unpack that conflict, it just sits there, or that trigger. Yeah. You know, like I could say to my partner, I was triggered last week, and he might be totally oblivious. Like, I didn't even know I triggered you. But now we're talking about it in real time. We have a tool to actually get through it versus re-escalating things. So I love that you shared that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I use the phrase, the people you dance with are more likely to step on your toes, you know? So the people that we bring in,
if you're doing it right.
If you're doing it right, right?
Right.
If you're inviting people closer in your emotional bubble and your physical bubble, they're the ones who have a higher chance of stepping on your toes, right? And it's,
yeah,
I mean, it's beautiful because we want to dance, but also they could step on our toes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that through my life, I've really helped people because of different things that have happened, you know, in my childhood at kind of arm's length or armored up. And I think these tools really help me like melt and kind of de-armor myself so that I can truly get to the sweet, beautiful things that relationships and intimacy has to show. How do you mentioned in your own like description of yourself that you really are working with trauma. And so I'm curious a little bit about how you support those women in your own coaching practice.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as a male working with people predominantly identified as female, and then to add in the sexual trauma and sexual abuse into that, I have discovered that just a safe grounding energy is one of my strongest tools I bring to a session. It allows, being that a lot of the pain can come from more of the masculine end of things, right? A masculine part of our society, which was hurting and has hurt this client, let's say, bringing in that positive energy again, a positive example, a safe space again, that's being held by a male, has been, I think, the definitely the first step in like kind of opening up and making some aha moments. Because if one of my clients is, you know, really resistant to even like touch by a man or by a male, for her to get to the point in one of our sessions where we have like a deep, long hug, just a simple hug, like between two friends, right, is so healing. It is so healing because the very energy that was damaging can also be very healing, right? And so that's really the first thing that I've really noticed is holding space in a strong, grounded way and just showing up with that masculine energy has been the biggest catalyst for growth in my clients.
I could really see that. I know I did some work many years ago, and one of the most powerful workshops I kind of was in was when we did this healing of the masculine, where we sat in a chair and across from like a man that was holding the space for the masculine, and we confronted like some of our hurts and our pains, and that person held space for us to just be present to anger, be present to fear, be present to hurt. And it was just super powerful to have 3 minutes to just say what I needed to say and clear what I needed to clear. And so
that's right.
I don't think we often as women or women that are people that are socialized as women, I don't think we often get that space held by the masculine. We feel very sometimes dismissed or disregarded or like we're hysterical or our like feelings are just so overwhelming to them that we have to like tamp them down. And so for you to hold space to all that's coming at you, because women energy, female energy can be big, you know? And so I agree. Like that's super powerful to have a male figure kind of hold the banks of the river in for us.
Yeah. And you can spill out anytime you want as well, right? Like I'm creating once we've created that strong energy within myself, then I can create a shame-free environment as well, right? One where I'm strong enough to take all of those floodwaters, right? And a lot of our men in our society they are uncomfortable with that overwhelming emotional energy from women or something like that, right? But with me, you can yell at me, you can, you know, do all the stuff, and I can be the punching bag in a sense, right? The emotional punching bag. that might be needed, or just an outlet, right? You can tell me your frustrations, but when it's being heard by a male, it's different without judgment. That's right. In a shame-free environment that is safe, right? Which is, these are all layers that I have to create with my clients, right? For that work to actually be effective and even, you know, before we even get any work done. So these layers that are put on there of a grounding, shame-free, safe space, right? That male grounding can really be a wonderful place to crash onto, right? A lot of men are missing that in our society and don't know how to handle that. So I can be that for these clients.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And then do you notice the de-armoring? Do you notice the woman before you melting and like receiving that?
Mm-hmm. What do I notice?
Yeah. Do you notice that? Do you notice the melting, the de-armoring, the like letting go of like the armor that we wear as women?
I actually first see it with the armor on. The armor doesn't come off first, right?
Not easy. Nope. It's been years in the making.
That's right. No, most of the time it starts with all the armor on, right? And so it is this attacking. It is this, you know, angst, stuff like that, right? And only when that's received in still a loving and like supportive environment, then you go, oh, I guess I don't need to carry this armor. I can still do the work without this armor. So it takes a long time for that armor to come off, but it definitely starts with the armor on. And that's just our way of, you know, that we've learned over the years how to protect ourselves is to keep that armor up, right?
For sure.
When you start swinging around and lugging this armor all around in this safe, shame-free, grounded environment, you get exhausted really quick, right? Because if you realize very quickly that you don't need that, right? But it definitely shows up at the beginning, definitely. And then
right, I think when a woman, and when a woman can experience it with you, then they know that they can do the work outside of that relationship in other relationships where the person in front of them has earned the trust and the right you know, have that vulnerability.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Vulnerability is definitely an earned thing, right? When people are too vulnerable, you might see it sometimes on social media where someone shares some really vulnerable stuff out to the general public who hasn't earned that trust, right? Then we kind of all roll our eyes and we realize it's kind of like a show and they're trying to get sympathy. They're trying to get attention and stuff like that, right? Vulnerability needs to match trust. And so it just takes time to build trust with your partner, especially one that, you know, has hurt you or you're struggling with or arguing with. It takes time to build that trust so that you can then be vulnerable again. Trust needs, or vulnerability matches your level of trust. Yeah. And Brené Brown goes into that really heavy in all of her work.
I know, I love her work.
Oh, she's so amazing. Yeah.
So you're 40, you're on the dating scene again. What are some do's and don'ts for men out there?
For men?
Yeah.
I'd say some of the do's for men is just be yourself. We all are in a society where kind of showing ourselves off and putting the best foot forward is, you know, kind of the norm. And there's something to be said about showing up with just who you are, right? I think we think that I've got to impress, got to, you know, show off or be the man that she wants you know, that she's looking for, right? I'll be super funny tonight, or I will, you know, be cool and bring my swagger with me or something like that, right? And it sets you up for failure. And so the best is just to be you and to really be confident mm-hmm. in who you are. And if you do that, two things will happen. One, any woman that doesn't like that will quickly leave, because that's a good thing, right? That's a bad match. And in dating, you need to think of it as, you know, matchmaking. We're like trying to figure out if this is going to be a good match. So be who you are. If you're not who you are, then she's going to figure out who you are later, right? And it's just going to be a waste of time for everybody. So be you. Second, being you is sexy and attractive, right? So if you're just being you, however you are, then this woman is going to mm-hmm. be like, they're going to notice that, right? And they're going to mm-hmm. say, wow, that I like that, right? I like that they're confident. I like that they are okay with being a little silly or you know, are quiet or whatever it might be that mm-hmm. is you, right? If you truly are settled in yourself, then I think that's really attractive and has been kind of missed in our should I say superficial dating, swiping kind of culture, right? We're trying to mm-hmm. kind of impress, and we shouldn't. We should not approach dating as this kind of impressing time, but actually as a kind of an interrogation time, you know? Are you the right person for me, right? What are your biggest growing edges, right? These should be conversations we have in the first couple dates, maybe even the first couple hours, right? You know, mm-hmm. what do you struggle with in life? Oh, well, I'm really struggling with, you know, this or that, right? Oh, I can't handle that. I'm sorry. I'm out. Okay, great, right? Or maybe it's like, oh, I can support that, right? I understand that. I've been there, mm-hmm. right? Or something like that. So we really need to approach dating as a kind of a weeding out process, right? So I think that would make our dating so much better.
Yeah, I always thought of dating when I was dating, like, it's all practice. Like, I'm learning a lot of things about myself and, like, not to take it too, like, seriously or, like, trying to find the one, but, like, just really learning about myself in some way. And that all information that I was getting from the person was data. Like, is this a person that mm-hmm. I want to, you know, explore more with? And mm-hmm. an example would be around substance use and like how intentional are you with your substance use? If I saw somebody just flippantly ordering the second drink or the third drink, I was really like, that's data for me. Like that's super interesting that there's like no thought around like, do I need another? Do I want another?
Yeah.
Just from my own history of dealing with substance use and relationship and growing up. So, what are some don'ts then? What I'm hearing is be vulnerable. So the don'ts I'm hearing is don't be a chameleon. Like show up as you, and
that's
the person is either going to love you for who you are and like really mm-hmm. be attracted to that, or they're not, and you're not wasting anybody's time.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And then another thing that has really helped is I have heard this term before that, you know, if you think yourself as a fish, a type of fish, let's say you're a salmon or a trout or something like that, right? You've got these different types of fish. If you're trying to attract another salmon, then you need to hang out where the salmon hang out, right? You need to not go over where the bass are or, you know, where all these other fish are, right? So mm-hmm. You go where these types of fish hang out, right? So for me, I'm a big outdoors guy. I do a lot of rock climbing. So I'm hunting for a partner at the rock climbing gym. I'm hunting for a partner when I'm hiking on a trail, right? Because those are the mm-hmm. types of people that, one, I'm attracted to, but also are probably going to be attracted to me, right? And
it's
so that's where I do a lot of my hunting, you might say, in a dating sense, and where I've got my dating eyes and ears on a little bit stronger maybe is in mm-hmm. those places, because that's a concentration of my type of people, right? And so mm-hmm. when you just are being you and doing the things that you do, you have a much higher chance of running into someone who likes you and likes that person.
That's super interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super interesting to me because I'm thinking back on some dates that I had early on, and like the ones that were the best were the hiking ones where it was like, I proposed like, let's go hiking. But the one dude that I went out with where I proposed hiking and he's like, let's get a glass of wine. Like that was the worst date that I had. So it's like, that fits, right? Like, where are my interests? Not that I don't mind getting a glass of wine, but it's like, it's just data again for like, how active are you? How, like, what are your free time interests and things like that? So
Exactly. So for you, you should not go to a wine bar or, just a regular bar to hook up, right? You're probably not going to find the right people there for you. So
not
going to
find my
scene,
person there. Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Generally, it's going to be a lot harder. It's going to be a lot harder, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just going to attract in more of like what I maybe was used to and not what I'm striving for, what I'm my growing edge of like what I want for intimacy and connection. So I love this, and we're kind of wrapping up our time together, and I love to kind of rapid fire like some things that you around like what are your favorite books right now around intimacy? Mm-hmm. What are you reading right now?
Oh, okay. So I'm currently reading, well, I'm always reading a lot of books, but my current like favorite one right now is Passionista. By Ian Kerner. Yeah. And he's the author who wrote She Comes First, which was a book written to men about, you know, how to pleasure women and stuff. But this is his book on to women on how to pleasure men from a man's perspective. And I'm just really enjoying it. It's got some, he's got a really good take and good look at things. So that's what I'm currently reading. On my my nightstand. So any of his books. He also has another book called He Comes Next. And it's kind of a, you know, a sequel to She Comes First. But I'm really liking Passionista right now.
Nice. Yeah. Any favorite resources?
I don't have any favorite resources necessarily. I would say your local Somatica intimacy coach is a great resource.
Shameless plug. Thank you for that. How about what music are you listening to?
Oh, music. I don't actually listen to a lot of music, I'm a pretty broad spectrum. I like a mix of lots of stuff, but over the last 2 or 3 years, I've really started getting into drum circles. So I'm doing a lot of drum circle music and mantras. I'm telling you, mantras are huge for me right now. In the morning, I'll wake up and kind of when you're still in that groggy zone, even before I get out of the bed, my alarm goes off and it starts to music. And I've put on mantras and it's just, it's so nice to kind of set this grounding tone for the day. It's not high energy. It's nothing. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's just truth being like pounded into you, right? Of reality. And I really like that. So if that counts, I'd say mantras are really what I'm listening to,
nice.
Particularly in the morning when I wake up and then when I go to bed, as I'm waking up I'm falling asleep. I listen to mantras, they can be my selection, of course, over the years is both English, but also in other languages and stuff like that. So I just really appreciate that. And I don't even know necessarily what I'm listening to. Like I can't translate it necessarily, but it's this transmission of truth and my body gets it. And I don't know why. Little woo-woo there, but it works, and I like it, and I'm loving it. So,
yeah, we like a little woo-woo here, so that's always
welcome.
Oh, good.
Right.
So I want to make sure that listeners, if they're jiving with, like, what's happening here, they can definitely connect with you. And I know that you're also offering 2 free sessions, which is, like, incredibly generous of you, and I am so, so grateful with the coupon code Hot Pink, which thank you for that.
Yes,
but how can people reach you? Like, where can they find you?
Yeah. So the best is to reach me at khintimacycoaching.as.me. That's my scheduling page. And I generally start with a free 30-minute session just to kind of get to know you and figure out what you're looking for in coaching. And then, yeah, if you use that code HOTPINK, you get two free sessions after that. And the reason I'm giving you two free sessions is because particularly with my small little sandbox of working with women as a man, working with women who have been sexually traumatized, it can take some time for us to really get into the meat of things. And so two free sessions, mm-hmm. I feel is really gets us going into things and can really sure. Allow things to kind of settle out, you might say, before you kind of decide if this is what you want to do. And so it just takes some time when we're tiptoeing around trauma and things like that. We definitely need to take our time. And so two free sessions mm-hmm. should allow you to, you know, they're each an hour and 15-minute sessions. So by the end of those two sessions, you should know if this is, you know, if this is helping and if this is something you want mm-hmm. to do and continue. So, yeah, so it's a risk-free kind of trial to try out this new methodology of shame-free, supportive, safe, grounding environment. Mm-hmm. So, and all my sessions are on Zoom. So mm-hmm. you don't have to be located near me. I have people, I have clients all around the world. As long as the time schedule works, yeah. I will do it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I can attest to I've been doing psychotherapy by Zoom for since you know the pandemic, and mm-hmm. it's still incredibly powerful, and sometimes yes. even more so because you're just really, you know, in your own environment, in your home, feeling mm-hmm. like in your safe space doing the work. So
that's
I love
right.
that.
Yeah.
I
also love
say,
that you can access yeah. more things. You know, you might be in a small town or something and not have mm-hmm. a somatic coach near you, right? And this opens up that
exactly.
possibility. I know with schooling and stuff like that, right? I mean, we've all known mm-hmm. about, you know, online degrees and stuff, but now it's like serious stuff. Like people can go to really good schools without having to, you know, put too much into traveling or relocating and things like that, right? And it comes down to even these kind of stuff, right, where these kind of mm-hmm. services are now available to anyone in the world, really, right? And we've never even thought of that. I mean, yeah, we've probably thought about it, but now it's more of a reality that you can really, you know, get a good business coach, right, from across the globe, mm-hmm. right? You can get
right. yeah.
really good help because now, for whatever reason, the blinders have been taken off and we can really see the advantage. So,
yeah, and definitely greater accessibility. So I am yeah. so grateful to you. Thank you so much for coming on
yes.
to our show. I know it's super early where you are this morning, and I'm just really grateful for your time and your connection. There's so much more. I mean, there's
so
like
much.
Other questions we just didn't get to. So hopefully we'll have you maybe on our YouTube channel and kind of peruse that a little bit. That would be kind of fun. And then people can actually
nice.
See you.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks
and
for
I just
having
want to
me.
Remind, yeah. Thank you. All right. I just want to remind our listeners that thank you to our guest, Kevin Hawkins of Kevin Hawkins Intimacy Coaching, KH, intimacycoaching.as.me will get you over to his scheduling page where you can schedule your first time with him, and definitely use the code HOTPINK as he is offering that for a limited time. For you to have your first two sessions with him for using this incredible tool around Somatica. I just want to thank you, my listener, for joining us today. It's been another great, almost 45 minutes. I can't even believe the time goes so fast when you're talking about things that are inspiring and like blowing my mind up with new knowledge. I want you to find me at www.hotpinkyou.com. And there you can join my email list. Those emails that come out weekly are always filled with great information, with my latest Blog Talk Radio episode, as well as lots of freebies and different things like that in there. So make sure you sign up for that. I always wanted to make sure you ignite your life with pleasure and with passion. And we are wrapping our day up today, encouraging you to dream big, live your life with passion, and always be well and be authentic. Thanks so much for joining me.